A special rebroadcast for you servicemen and women of the United Nations of the College of Musical Knowledge. In the absence of the old Professor Kay Kaiser, your quizmaster will be Phil Harris, assisted musically by Kay Kaiser's band, Sully Mason, and, as a special added attraction, the four harmonized voices of the King Sisters.
Thanks, fellas, and how are you, pretty things? Yes, there, I'll say you're keen, and we're on the scene to hold a rip-roaring class session with Uncle Sam's Sky Warriors, the Flyers and ground crews of Gardner Field, Taft, California. What a location. The scenery around here never gets monotonous. There isn't any to get monotonous.
But, Bill, Ishkabiddle doesn't like it here.
Yeah, but who's going to pay any attention to him? He's a schnook.
A schnook? What's a schnook?
Bill, a schnook is a guy that goes around kissing lipstick prints on coffee cups. But, gee, I was really interested in that occupational ailment they got here called Valley Fever. You know, those guys, they must like it.
They must like it?
Sure, I heard something rattling in the day room, walked in, and a bunch of guys were on their knees saying, "Come on, Fever! Come on, Fever! Fever! Little Fever!"
Say, Phil, did they give you a good meal up here?
Well, they asked me to lunch, but I refused. You know, there's got to be something wrong when the buzzards keep circling the mess hall.
Phil, you know, it's going to be great for these men when they finish their training.
Yes, Bill, they're all going to be stationed on the Isle of Hubba Hubba. You know, Bill, this field has everything down to a system. Now, there are certain required hours per week, such as marching 3 hours per week and orientation 3 hours per week. And now the way the war is going, they're thinking of adding a 3-hour course per week on how to act like a civilian.
Bill, that's enough, please. These men want to head into the breeze for our $115 in war bond prizes.
Okay, Bill, I'll take it on the lam, but before the first exam, we got a jam, so let's knock it out, Sam.
Way out in California where the sunbeams shine, a little grape was hanging on a big grapevine. His mama grape said, "Careful, don't get too much sun, 'cause grapes turn into raisins when they're too well done." Ah, who's afraid of sunshine, said the grape quite bold, as out into the vineyard in the sun he rolled. But after several hours when he felt his head, he'd shriveled up and wrinkled like his mama said. Shame, shame, the brazen little raisin. Shame, shame, he's not so smart. Shame, shame, the brazen little raisin is gonna be part of a raisin tart. A farmer came and tossed him in a great big crate. A little lady raisin met the same sad fate. The lady raisin whispered, "Are you man or grape? There isn't any reason why we can't escape." They found a place to exit and they roll right home. And now they're in the vineyard, never nor to roam. That's why on every grapevine you will always see a couple of raisins hanging where two grapes should be. Shame, shame, the brazen little raisin. Shame, shame, he's not so smart. Shame, shame, the brazen little raisin. He's gonna be part of a raisin tart. Raisin, little raisin, shame, shame, he's not so smart. Shame, shame, the brazen little raisin, he's gonna be part of a raisin tart.
Yeah.
get this first round off our chest.
Well, give them the blast and we'll start the test.
Ishke Bibble's news and views. Spicy items from me to use.
Well, good evening, Ish. Let's have the first item.
First item, largest cow in the world, found on cattle range near Gardner Field.
Well, what's the cow's name?
Calisthenics.
Calisthenics, that's a funny name for a cow.
Well, calisthenics is the biggest beef around Gardner Field.
All right, continue.
Now, local items in regard to Gardner Field. Day room.
What's a day room?
Well, that's kind of a recreation hall where these here now fellas go to play Birmingham backgammon.
Oh.
Did you hear about the fella that got 2 weeks KP duty for walking around at night with no clothes on?
Well, how come he was walking around at night with no clothes on?
Lost his nightshirt in the day room.
Wait a minute.
Nightshirt in the day room.
Look, Ish, these guys don't want to hear about the place they're stationed. Haven't you got some cute little essay you could read?
Well, I got a little romance here which I could read, same. It's entitled Romance in the Insect World.
Well, get to it, Bub.
Okay. Romance in the Insect World. Oh, a worm lived in a pecan.
That's a nice neighborhood for a worm.
And one day, a little girl worm wiggled in, got married to this here now worm, and set up light housekeeping. That's all.
That's all?
Sure, that's the whole thing in a nutshell.
Oh, get out of here. Really, get out of here. Oh, thing in a nutshell. Did you ever hear anything like that, Bill Foreman?
Terrible, Phil. Here's the first contestant.
The first contestant, and he is aviation student Bernard Neely from Omaha, Nebraska. Bernard? Omaha, Nebraska. Bernard, we're glad to have you. Look, here's a little story from Lieutenant Jack Anderson somewhere in the South Pacific about an Air Force cadet who used to fly so low over his girl's house that the vapor from his engine sounded like...
Rain on the roof.
That's absolutely right. It sounded like rain on the roof. Now, every time he'd fly low, he'd dip his wings and signal. Hey, honey. Hold it a minute. What would he say to his
would
girl?
Would you like to be a mule?
No.
Rain on star.
Turner, would you like to swing on a star? That's right. Or would you rather be a fish? Finally, his girl answered him and said, nothing doing, Bub. If you're going to fly like that... fly like that, I'll what?
I'll walk alone.
I'll walk alone, that's right. And by the way, that swell song was number one on your hit parade last Saturday, and you're doing swell, Bernard. Now we have Private Betty Venable from Texarkana, Arkansas, huh? Now, fellas, this is my kind of work right here. Look, Betty, did I pronounce your last name correctly? Venable? Is that right? Well, look, Betty, Gardner Field is not far from the city of Bakersfield, California. Now, these flyers have been over to Bakersfield dozens of times, so for Pam Poor of Augusta, Maine, tell us, what is a baker's dozen?
Well?
No, a dozen is 12. What do they call a baker's dozen? You know, they say he gave me a baker's dozen. You go down to the baker shop downtown, they say, gee, the baker was fine, he gave me a baker's dozen. Well, take a chance. It isn't 12, so if he threw in a little extra one, what would it be? Students.
30!
That's called a baker's dozen. You know, a little extra.
I'm lucky.
Well, don't get nervous now. You're all right. Look. Let me ask you something, Betty. What baker is on the air every week with a quiz program and he plays an accordion? I'll tell you the name of the program. It's Take It or Leave It. What is the name of the guy that's on it? His first name is Phil, honey. That's as far as I can go.
Bell Baker.
What is it?
Phil Baker.
That's absolutely right. She beat the bell. Now, wait a minute, Betty. Now, wait a minute now. Jack Benny's program, what Baker used to sing with Jack Benny on his program and now has his own program?
Phil Baker?
No, that was that. What other Baker? What Baker was with Jackson about 3-4 years ago? 3 years ago.
Baker.
No. Students. That's right. Kenny Baker, and he's doing a swell job. Now, what did the Baker and the Mother Goose rhyme do? Don't you remember when you were a kid and they used to teach you to do what?
Patty cake.
Patty cake. That's right. Now you're working. Now you're working, Betty. Just stay right in there. Can you pat your head and rub your stomach at the same time? Let's see you try it.
Oh.
Pat your head and rub your stomach. Yes, and she's doing it very well. Thank you. Betty was a little nervous. She'll be all right the next round because I keep a hold of her, you know, while she's up there. Here's aviation student Bill Grimes from San Fernando, California. Yes, sir. That's San Fernando Valley, huh? Look, Charles Chapman of Sterling, Illinois, tells us that you cadets like to pull the old hard day at the office routine. Now, every evening you say to your dates, honey, after flying all day, there's nothing like... All day, there's nothing like
good swim?
No, not a good swim. That's all right, too. But there's not... What do you... Like, you have a bite to eat. I'll give you a hunch. What is it? I mean, a cup of,
coffee?
Well, what's the full title of the song? Now, I gave you the first one.
A cup of coffee.
And what?
And a swim.
Students, a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. That's right. Well, now, look. We're big-hearted, so we'd like to give you a chance to demonstrate. Now, here's a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and Bonnie King. Now, we're going to play that song again, and when the quartet hits the appropriate words, you take a drink of coffee, a bite of sandwich, and then you can have a little woo with Bonnie. And listen, wait a minute. Don't get mixed up, because you might kiss the coffee and bite Bonnie. Take it easy. Now, here we go. Go right ahead, fellas.
A cup of coffee, a bite of sandwich, and then
a woo.
And
then you've got the lobster. Oh, he's great for that. Forget about this sandwich. Grab on that. How about him? Huh? He's really nice.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Yes, sir. He's complaining about the coffee. He says the coffee's cold.
First round winner, Bill.
First round winner. Thank you, Bill Foreman. And he is aviation student Bill Grimes from San Fernando, California. Stand up, Willie. For you thousands of cadets here, our pretty singing pets, those lovely King Sisters. And the Kings are going to step up the RPMs of your heart as they sing.
Looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Second round contestant, Phil.
And he is Bill Foreman, Sergeant Earl Smith from Spokane, Washington. Yes, sir. Earl, stand right up here close to the microphone now, and here we go. This one's for Mr. A.M. Covington of Boston, Massachusetts. It's the story of a bashful aviation cadet. He called upon a lovely gal who asked him why he called on her, and he said... What did he say?
I came here to talk for Joe.
That's right. He said, I came here to talk for Joe. He had just started to talk for Joe when there was a sudden blackout. During the blackout, the bashful pilot stole a... What did he steal, Earl? What did he steal? Just a what in the dark?
A kiss in the dark.
That's right, just a kiss in the dark. Good for you, Earl. The gal screamed and said, I can't find you in the dark, Smarty, but I'll beat your ears off. I can't find you, but I'll beat your ears off when?
When the lights go on again all over the world.
Yes, sir, that's what she said. Let's give him a nice hand. That's what she said. She said that. Here he is, aviation student Jim Jordle from Ontario, California. How about it? Yes, sir. Look, Jim, most of the fun and recreation around an army field is found in the men's day room, near payday. Now, look, the day room here holds tournaments of very interesting games called knuckle pool, you know. But speaking of day rooms, what swell kid and swell singer, now an ensign in Uncle Sam's Navy, is named Day? He's a singer and he's an ensign.
Dennis Day?
That's absolutely right, Dennis Day. And we had the pleasure of seeing Dennis last Wednesday at the Navy Amphibious Base down in San Diego, and he's doing a swell job. Now, what's the duty of the officer of the day? Get up close to the microphone, huh? Tell me, you know what it is.
Take care of retreat.
Well, what else does he do? He must have other duties. The officer of the day, that sounds like a pretty big job to me. Well, just give me he practically runs the station, doesn't he?
He's full charge.
He's got full charge. That's what you said tonight.
What he says goes.
Yes, sir. That's right. Now, look, what's the most beautiful day?
Oh, payday.
No. I mean, if you could spend a day with the most beautiful day in the movies, who would you say that is, the most beautiful day in the movies? What's her name? Her last name is Day. She's really beautiful in a lot of important pictures. Students.
Hooray!
Who did he say what?
Lorraine Day.
Boing! Thank you very much. Lorraine Day. That's right. Thank you. Here comes aviation cadet James S. Snow from Charles Roy, Pennsylvania. Look, James, and this one from Jeannie Venturo of Palmyra, New Jersey. The titles of the following three songs include the colors of our flag. And we want you to listen and tell us which contains red, which white, and which blue. Listen.
First one blue, the second one white, and the third one red.
That's absolutely correct. Let's give him an eye shot. That's right. Blue skies, little white lies, and red sails in the sunset. And you're all finished for a minute. Thank you. Here comes second winner, Phil. Second winner, and he is aviation cadet James S. Snow from Charleroi, Pennsylvania.
My heart goes.
trolley bus. I lost my heart in bed. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten. Then I counted to ten again. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Ding, ding, ding went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. And then kerbump, bump, bump went the brakes. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. Car shake. Oh, he tipped his hat and took a seat. Kerplunk, he said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. So clean and neat, he asked my name. I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. My name was Bell. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer.
Your cap and your gown.
And Kay Kaiser's tuned in, so let's not mess around. Now, look, our first finalist is aviation student Bill Grimes of San Fernando Valley. Let's get him off now. All right, Bill, we got to be ready tonight. Tonight is our final round, and it deals with birds and birdmen and is dedicated to all who took part in making flying what it is today. Now, Gene Harmon of Elm Grove, Wisconsin, says, for a starter, suppose you tell us the name of the bird in this song. Hold it a minute. What is that?
The mockingbird.
Listen to the mockingbird. That's right. Now, what bird flew over both the North and South Poles? Will you get close to the microphone?
Admiral Byrd, Ralph.
That's right. Admiral Byrd flew over both poles. Now, Richard E. Byrd. Now, who made the first successful airplane flight and where? Who made the first successful airplane flight and where?
The Wright brothers and Kitty.
That's it. That's it. Kitty what? Kitty, Kitty what's the name of the plane? Kitty Bird? Students.
Yeah.
Kitty Hawk, Carolina. That's right. That's a nice go, though. Let's give him a nice hand, huh?
Say, now, speaking of birds, have you ever heard the cry of the Scotch owl?
No, Ish. What is the cry of the Scotch owl?
Hootmon!
Get
Hootmon.
Away. Go away from here, will you? Our second finalist is James S. Snow from Charleroi, Pennsylvania. Let's get him on. Look, James, when you see so many beautiful planes in the sky, you're reminded of all the beautiful birds that fly. Now, Sergeant William Watson, somewhere in England, says, here's one you should get quickly. Listen. Let me ask you something. That's either La Golondrina the swallow or La Paloma the dove. Which would you say it was?
The swallow.
You would say it was the swallow, La Golondrina. Is that what you want? La Golondrina, the swallow? Was that La Golondrina they were playing?
I suppose it was.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Now, from the following list, pick three pioneer birdmen who flew across the Atlantic. Amelia Earhart, Charles Lindbergh, Wiley Post, Dick Merrill, Clarence Chamberlain, and Jacqueline Cochran. Can you pick three out of there that flew across the Atlantic?
Amelia Earhart.
That's right.
Charles Lindbergh.
That's right. One more. One more. We'll pick one out of there. How about this one?
No.
Dick Merrill. In fact, they all flew across the Atlantic. Let's give him a nice big hand anyway. Bill, here's your last question. Now, Mrs. R.R. Fisk of Providence, Rhode Island, says if you're a fan record or listen to record programs on your radio, you'll most likely that you've heard this song. Now, is that Meadowlark, Mudlark, or Skylark?
Skylark.
That's right. Now, who are the Junior Birdmen of America? Can you give me a definition of the Junior Birdmen of America?
Well, I'd say it was the OLTs.
Well, I'll give you the correct answer. It's a nationwide club started by William Randolph Hearst and these kids in high school and in the eighth grade and all. They built model planes to instill an interest in flying, but thank you very much, huh? James Snow, here's your last question. Now, here's one about a bird we'll be thinking about in November. Now, let's see if you can get your teeth into this one. What is that?
Turkey in a straw.
Yes, sir. Did Howard Hughes fly around the world in 3 days, 19 hours, and 9 minutes? Howard Hughes? Did he fly around the world in 3 days?
Yes.
That's absolutely right. He did. 3 days, 9 hours, and 9 minutes, or rather 19 hours. And when you see a star on a plane in the sky, what country or country does it represent? Can you name two when you see a star on a plane? Can you name two countries?
England and the United States.
United States is right. How about one more?
Russia.
Russia's absolutely right. China, Guatemala, Chile, and many, many others. Thank you.
The final winner, Bill.
And he is aviation cadet James F. Snow from Charleroi, Pennsylvania. Well, sir, you know all your stuff and things, and you win the College of Knowledge wings and the $50 war bond first prize. And to runner-up, this loving cup and a $25 bond.
Forces Radio Service.